The modules took into account different learning styles, that students have tendencies or preferences to learn in a specific way. And so each module has a variety of activities that cater to different learning styles, whether it's individual work, whether it's classroom discussions in front of everyone. Some students feel very comfortable raising their hand and participating in a classroom discussion, but others prefer to articulate their thoughts on a forum or on an online forum discussion that when they have more time to think about it. They're shy to speak in front of their friends or peers. So we have to take different learning styles and different types of students when we create a module, whether it's visual students or verbal students, right? As many visual aspects into the module, whether it's to show them maps or to show graphs and other visual aspects of the learning, whether they're global learners or sequential learners, meaning they have to get the whole picture before they go into depth, or the other way around. So I think the teacher has to take that into account when they're teaching a specific module. We also thought about it and we added that into each of our modules.